It's 1FM 91.3. This is The Big Show, and it's Angel flying solo. Well, not really. It is Fabulous Friday, and I have the fantastic editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar Singapore, Kenneth Goh, with me once again. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning. How are you, Angel?
I'm fantastic. Now, today you're going to be talking about something very, very different, something we've not done before, and something that's a first for you as well. Tell me more.
Well, you know, in celebration of our 20 years that we've been in Singapore, Harper's Bazaar Singapore, we decided to put a 65-year-old Singaporean model on our cover this month, which has been amazing for the community. And it has garnered so much positive reaction from so many readers and followers of ours that, you know, it was a gamble. And it completely paid off.
65-year-old model. So she's been modeling for a few decades then?
No, actually, the funny thing was she was actually discovered at 63.
Wow. And, yeah.
So she was never a model before that. She was a homemaker. She does her own brewery business with her husband called One Degree C. It's this kind of artisanal brewery business. And she has children. She's a grandmother. And I was actually scrolling through my social media feed. I saw that someone was talking about her. I thought, wow, this woman has incredible cheekbones and such a beautiful profile. And I asked my team to do something about her. And I said, do a shoot. I think she looks really inspiring. You know, she has this shock of beautiful, thick, gray, silvery hair. And I said, I think we can do a beautiful issue on her. And it was actually our Fabulous at Every Age issue.
Wow, okay.
And yeah, so I really want to celebrate women across all ages, all races, all nationalities, to be very inclusive. And we did this beautiful shoot with her. And I saw a picture of her looking out almost like a Karl Lagerfeld, because her hair was scraped back. She had black sunglasses on. She had this high neck tunic jacket from Saint Laurent. And I thought, that's a cover. You know, that's such an inspiring image. And so I pulled it out and put it on the cover, and fingers crossed, it did so well. It's right now in the newsstands and everyone's loving it.
So it was an accidental cover, so to say.
Well, we shot, you know, that's how we used to do covers many, many years ago, is we do a lot of shoots and then we see all the shoots and we pick out something from the shoot and we see that as a cover potential. It's that magic that happens when you don't plan for things and things happen organically. And then suddenly this magic moment happens, and it's a very rare occurrence. And this was one of those moments. You know, in my 17-year career at Bazaar, this has rarely happened. And this happened with Yan, you know, sort of looking so stoic, elegant, and so sophisticated through those beautiful black glasses. And I thought, you know what, guys, I think that's a cover.
That's fantastic. It was so inspiring. I'm looking at her pictures and she's absolutely gorgeous. Okay, we'll come back and speak a little bit more about that shoot with your sexagenarian Ong Bi Yan, right? Who is an accidental model, so to speak,
yes,
because she was only discovered 2 years ago and she's now 65. So we'll speak a little bit more about what went on with the shoot and her being on the cover here on The Big Show for Fabulous Friday with Angel and Kenneth on 1FM 91.3.
It's The Big Show, starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean on 1FM 91.3.
It's The Big Show with Angel and Kenneth Goh of Harper's Bazaar Singapore for Fabulous Friday here on 1FM 91.3. And Kenneth, you talked earlier about your cover star of the moment, Ong Bi Yan, who is a 65-year-old model, and she was only discovered about 2 years ago. Tell me what she was like when you got her all dolled up and put her in front of the camera. Was she ready to do this or was she anxious?
Well, you know, she said she's very anxious. She actually says a prayer before every shoot that she attends. And she's really tiny. She's actually only 160 cm. So she's not even classically height-wise of model stature. And she acknowledges that. She said, you know, I've always seen models as tall, elegant, these gazelles kind of like strolling onto set. And she said, I'm so much older and I'm so much smaller than the rest. But it's really a celebration of women of all types of ages, races, you know, we really want to be as inclusive as we can be. And especially at this time when we're all in Singapore, there's no travel. We want to look to women, you know, among ourselves in our community as inspirational. And I think she truly serves that, you know, that beautiful platter of silvery goodness to all of us to believe that life can start at 65.
Wow, I think that's wonderful. Now, you're talking about different women. And I mean, clearly, this is a cover like no other. It's the first time that you've done something like this. Is this the future of covers, whether it's for Harper's Bazaar, Singapore or globally, that not a typical model will be put on covers of magazines?
Well, you know, a lot of models have been pushed off covers because of celebrity culture, and we all love a celebrity. And a lot of models as well have been pushed off covers because of this wonderful thing that we all love and kind of addicted to, Instagram. Uh-huh. And of course, you know, all these Instagram stars are now getting covers as well. So it's really about going back to the ethos or the DNA of what a magazine represents. And to me, it's really about celebrating women of all ages and colors and cultures. And at Bazaar, you know, I've been at the helm now for more than 7 years. And I've created so many different types of imagery over my 17-year career at Bazaar. And I've put Winnie Harlow, who is this famous a woman of color who has vitiligo. Mm-hmm. And that was truly celebrated. You know, we've even put a transgender cover last year. And, you know, Valentina Sampaio, and she actually did a Victoria's Secret show, and she truly is celebrated by women and men for being who she is and speaking proudly and loudly about, you know, where she came from and her journey right now. So we're all about truly inclusivity in this time and age. And, you know, I want to push it back to you, Angel. Like, what are you enjoying seeing on magazine covers?
Well, I think, I mean, I grew up in the 90s and 2000s, and I'm so used to seeing the typical model. You know, you're growing up with Cindy Crawford, Naomi, Christy Turlington and all that, and then moving on to your Cara Delevingnes and your Kate Mosses and stuff. So the very statuesque, skinny, perfect skin, perfect hair model. And I think seeing women that look real, mm-hmm. You know, women that look like you've just literally plucked them off the streets, put some nice clothes on them, and just showing other women that it is possible to be, I wouldn't say regular, because that's a horrible thing to say, because everyone is regular. It's just a matter of timing and where you are at that time to become as famous as these women do, right? But just to have the everyday face on a cover of a magazine, I think it's great for everyone now, because there's so much stuff on Instagram and Facebook and Snap. I don't even know if Snapchat's still around, but all the other social media channels, that perfection is so unrealistic. You know, you've got all your filters, and young girls are growing up thinking they have to look like that, and their skin has to look like that, and their body shapes have to look like that. So I think if magazines like Harper's Bazaar Singapore and all the big names can start to go the way of the everyday woman that is walking on the street, or the everyday girl, it will give a more realistic view to younger girls about what beauty really is.
I think that you summed it up so beautifully and succinctly. It truly is about being able to reach out and touch people. And I think in this moment when we're all craving that sense of touch, whether it's a sartorial touch, whether it's an emotional touch, whether it's a spiritual touch, I think, you know, if we can help you along that journey as a magazine friend, because that's what we are to you, you know, we are your friend. We're someone that you see on social, you see on digital, and every month on the newsstand, that's our service to you. We are a service to you. And I hope to be of further and better service to you every single day of the year.
Fantastic. And congratulations to Harper's Bazaar Singapore for doing and daring to do something so different. Thank you once again, Kenneth Goh. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Can't wait for Fabulous Friday here on The Big Show on 1FM 91.3.